Julius Caesar was a Roman general and statesman who became supreme leader of the Roman Empire. He was born in Rome in the year 100 BC. When he took office, he started to make changes, including a program of social and governmental reforms, including a different calendar, the Julian calendar. In fact, he gives his name to the month of July. He extended citizenship to those in far regions of the Republic. He initiated land reform and centralized power around himself and was proclaimed dictator for life. But his reforms angered other powerful forces who began to conspire against him. On the Ides of March in the year 44 BC, Caesar was stabbed to death by a group of rebellious senators led by Brutus and Cassius. Civil war broke out afterwards and the government of the Republic never recovered. The stabbing of Julius Caesar is, of course, famously portrayed in William Shakespeare's play with the immortal words, "Et tu, Brute," and "you also, Brutus," as Caesar was betrayed by his one-time friend and colleague. We are reminded, too, of the phrase, "Beware the Ides of March." As we approach Easter, we are struck by the betrayal of Jesus, not only by Judas, but by many others, the majority, in fact. Why does the crowd shout, "Crucify him"? What wrong has he done to deserve this treatment? Judas, of course, plays a key role in his betrayal. One of Christ's chosen apostles, Judas becomes so corrupted in heart that he leads Christ's enemies to him as he prays in the garden and points out to them the man they are looking for, betraying him with a kiss. It was not a stab in the chest, but equally mortal. This betrayal is foretold in the Old Testament many times, as here, for example, in Psalm 86, "The proud have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed." But the Lord cries out to his Father, "But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me. O give your strength to your servant and save your handmaid's child. Show me the sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help." In contrast to the betrayal of Jesus, there is the faithful support of his Father God, and also the loyal presence of Mary, John, Mary Magdalene, and some few others, a small minority. How beautiful is the virtue of faithfulness and loyalty, standing firm in the midst of confusion or opposition, remaining true to a friend, to a promise made, to a spouse, to one's vocation, and above all to God. Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, "Blessed is the one who does not lose faith in me." For you, O Father, are faithful, and by you we are called into fellowship with Christ your Son, our Lord, who gives us the grace to be loyal and faithful. Father, teach us to be faithful today. Julius Caesar, Roman general and statesman, died in the year 44, 1,977 years ago on this day.